USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that any individual living or working in Alaska over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any state in the union. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol building, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. And another woman has come forward with accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The Albany Times Union reporting that the woman is accusing the governor of touching her inappropriately last year at the governor's mansion after being called there for work. Cuomo now faces accusations of sexual harassment from six women, five of them who worked for him at the time of the alleged harassment. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A surge of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border has included a large number of unaccompanied minors, with officials saying their numbers have tripled in the last few weeks. More than 3,000 have been held at federal border facilities. Jonathan Fahey is the former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and tells Fox News that the border surge was predictable with the Biden administration's policies.
This is the same party that has been fighting to keep criminals in the country through the sanctuary city policy that has now become a federal policy. So, of course, this is predictable. If you say you could come to our country, commit crimes, even the most serious crimes, and still get to say, what does that say to people that want to come to our country? It says, we have an open border, we have amnesty, because as soon as you get here, you enjoy every right, privilege, and benefit that every American citizen enjoys. And the American citizens get reduced wages, and they bear all the costs.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Drug maker Merck said earlier this week that it's seeing early success with a new oral drug to treat coronavirus-positive patients. Early data on the drug, called molnupiravir, showed it may be effective in reducing the amount of virus in patients. The company says that it expects to have more extensive data later this month. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNBC about the need for an oral viral treatment like this.
We need the same sort of thing that we have with HIV and that we have with hepatitis C. We need an oral drug that potently could suppress the virus. I believe strongly that we will get there. The question is how quickly we'll get there.
Teachers in Los Angeles are being warned not to share pictures of their vacations on social media. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Los Angeles top teachers union is reportedly asking its members not to post vacation photos on social media. Fox 11 reporting a private union teachers Los Angeles Facebook group made the post on Monday. It told teachers to keep photos of their spring break trips private because it would hurt the union's argument that it's not safe at this point to return to the classroom. Last Friday, 91% of UTLA members voted to reject the plan to return to the classroom, arguing a list of demands for safety hasn't been met. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.